congratulations. Next item, 1247.
1247, authorized funding in an amount not to exceed $12,977,742 to C.K. Henry Building Limited Partnership for the rehabilitation of an affordable multifamily housing development located in the downtown waterfront urban renewal area.
What? You're back again, and you want 173 more units of affordable housing?
We are, Mayor.
Director Callahan, Thank you for it.
Thank you very much, Shannon Callahan of the Portland Housing Bureau. I'm pleased to be here today to bring you this project from Central City Concern and to be joined by Sean Hubert and Rachel Moss.
I'm just throwing
the That's perfect. Okay.
I like to embarrass
you. Oh, okay. That's not my. Oh, sorry. Little PowerPoint issue.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Mayor, this project is really a threefer for us. First of all, it preserves and rehabilitates 153 units of low-barrier housing. It adds an additional 20 new units of low-barrier housing, and it seismically upgrades an unreinforced masonry building in the heart of the central city, ensuring resident safety and protecting an important community asset for decades and decades and decades to come. The Henry serves a very high-needs population who receive supportive services and are transitioning from homelessness. Central City Concern, the owner of the project, is working with the service partners, including the Veterans Administration, CARE Oregon, Department of Community Justice, and Old Town Recovery Center. The existing residents, just to address this issue in case there's any questions about displacement, will be relocated into other buildings prior to the commencement of the construction so that the building can be completed and redone without disturbing the residents as they work to reestablish their lives. I'd like to also comment that Central City Concern is also exceeding the city's requirements for minority women and emerging small businesses. They expect to have approximately 24% of their hard costs associated with those businesses, and we'll be working with Colas Construction on this project, who will also be working on the King Parks project. The city's contribution to this project works out to be just about $75,000 per unit for a very high-needs population. The Central City Concern is also leveraging a significant amount of outside resources. And as I said, this meets our larger city goals regarding unreinforced masonry buildings, especially as they are housing very vulnerable populations in our downtown core. And with that, I would like to turn it over to the project team at Central City Concern.
Thank you, Shannon, and good afternoon. I am Sean Hubert with Central City Concern. The Henry Building has long been a workforce in both Central City Concern's and the city's ending homelessness efforts. It's a rather unique affordable housing resource, offering both transitional and permanent housing options to people with very high barriers to traditional housing pathways. Programs in the building include those serving homeless veterans, people transitioning from corrections, and recuperative care for homeless individuals with acute health conditions. You can see some of the outcomes of the building's programs on this slide. Over 750 people are served each year in the Henry Building. When you think about that over a five-year period of time, that's 3,750 people. And we're successful in more than doubling the incomes of the clients while they're in our services in the building. You can see that the average income at move-in is about $5,800 per year, and upon exit, it's about $13,100 per year. And on top of that, our transitional programs in the building have an over 80% success rate in terms of placement in the housing upon exit. Turning to the next slide in terms of the conditions at the building, Central City Concern acquired the Henry Building in the late 1980s and converted it from office use to housing as one of the state's early tax credit deals. We've gotten a lot of mileage out of that almost 30-year-old investment, especially given the intensity of the building's use. The current needs of the building include envelope and roof water intrusion issues, degrading structural elements, particularly relating to the sidewalk vaults and some basement beams, aging and costly elevators. We're down from 2 to 1 remaining, plumbing and electrical deficiencies, and really just an overall aging and costly infrastructure and low efficiency fixtures. And so really looking to do an overall upgrade and put this project into use for the next 50 years. As Shannon mentioned, one of the aspects we're most excited about as part of this preservation is that we have found a way to add 20 additional new units of affordable housing into the building. This was accomplished by better utilization of space around light wells, as well as capture of some of the first floor commercial space, and was really no small victory given the fact that this is a building on the historic register and we had to go through National Park Service approval, which if any of you have done that before, it's a timely and complicated endeavor.
We're also, I was just curious, Sean, when was this building built? Do you know?
It was 1908.
1908? Okay, thanks.
I think at one point it housed the downtown post office. You can still see the marble steps and areas of the building related to that use. We're also improving and expanding the community and service space in the building, which will help to strengthen our outcomes, which really are focused around health, income attainment, and social connectedness, all of which are vital for long-term improved resiliency to homelessness. And as also mentioned, we're seismically strengthening the building, including all new seismic cores, diaphragms, and masonry attachments. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
So will it be fully seismically upgraded?
It's going to be, we did not go through the mandatory. We went through do you remember the correct term, Rachel?
It's a voluntary seismic.
The voluntary seismic. So it's done to what KPFF, our structural engineer, says have been sort of the standard seismic rehab over the last 2 decades.
But will it comply with our plan for the next 20 years?
That's a very good question, and I don't know what the requirements are going to be. I can tell you that one of the things that we have struggled with, and I served on the city's seismic committee looking at this issue. Multifamily is a very challenging type of building to seismic retrofit. And in a project like this, if you are to have to remove all of the interior walls at that point, you know, all the unit walls, all that kind of thing, you actually get into a very high cost. And so when we took a look at, you know, if we were to have to do something like that, you know, that would be an additional about $15 million, which makes it a very cost and effective approach for a small incremental gain on the back end.
So, Commissioner, we are meeting some of the seismic requirements, and I think we're getting into some details that I would actually ask some of our program staff and as well as Sean to come up and address.
Actually, you don't necessarily need to do that. I support what we're doing so far. I don't want to invest $13 million of city money if it's going to need more in the next 20 years, because you certainly don't want to move the residents out again. So if I could get some more information, if you need to come back for an additional allocation, I certainly would be open to that. As we're doing these projects, we need to make them seismically safe, and we shouldn't be asking private investors to do what the city's not willing to do.
One of the things I will say is in the current standards, there's something called life and safety, and so this is going up to a full life and safety upgrade.
Okay, and I know we've done that at the garages as well, so maybe that's what our standard's going to be, but I certainly think we need to be considering the long term. Thank you.
Does that complete your
that
presentation?
That completes our presentation.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No testifiers.
Well, that leaves us one option. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
173 units, and it sounds like it's going to be really, really nice once it's done. So thank you for your work on this. Aye.
Fish.
Great partner, great outcome, 99-year affordability restriction, and we're serving the right mix of income. So this is another terrific accomplishment today, and congratulations to all who are working on it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yes, this is an outstanding renovation, and I'm glad to see this old building getting a new lease on life, literally, and that it will be housing many of Central City's concerns, clients in Central City Concern, as you, the statistics you just rolled off about entry income and exit incomes and things like that really demonstrate how much you're improving the lives of individuals and how much that improves the quality of life of our city. So thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, the city's obviously pleased to see the addition of these new affordable housing units and the preservation of many, many others. And the need is clearly withering. So this is something that's pretty easy to get behind. The project contributes to the city's goals and the community's needs for developing supportive housing. And last but not least, I want to thank Central City again for yet another fantastic partnership. There's, again, a lot to like here. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you all.
Thank you.